The NFL season is upon us, just like that. From the combine, to free agency, to the draft. From OTAs, to minicamp, to training camp. And from preseason games, to today. Every single decision, every single practice, and rep, they all serve to put this team in the best possible position to win. It is the culmination of an entire offseason of preparation. 53 men will take everything that they have learned, everything that they have practiced, and put it out there on the field for the world to see. If it were an easy undertaking, anyone could do it. But the men who take that field will do so because they were chosen. Chosen to bring honor to the Chiefs' kingdom. Let the season begin.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It's time to start the 2014 season, the 55th year of football in this franchise's history. The Chiefs now have their 53-man roster. And quite honestly, we'll get you ready for the Titans game with one of the best Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider shows we've ever had. We have an exclusive chat with quarterback Alex Smith. And as most of you know, he's inked a new deal, meaning he'll be the Chiefs quarterback through the 2018 season. But why is Alex Smith excited about the new weapons he has at his disposal? And he'll also talk about this Tennessee matchup against the defensive coordinator, Ray Horton, who he knows very well. And then I'll have an exclusive chat with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, and he'll talk about this interesting mix on the 53-man roster and why he's fired up about it. Plus, he'll also give you a little lowdown of what's going on against the Titans. But first, let's check in with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel and this week's Focus Point.
With the Chiefs' first regular season game of the year coming up on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans, let's take a closer look at a couple of the intriguing matchups on both sides of the ball. On the offensive side, you always have to start with the quarterback, and for the Titans, that's Jake Locker, who's finally back and healthy after missing 25 games in his first three seasons. But let's focus on the outside, the skill positions, the guys he has at wide receiver that are going to be making plays for him in this game, or trying to make plays in this game. During the preseason, the first team offense for the Titans ran 54 plays together. 27 of those, or 50% of those plays, were in what we call 11 personnel, meaning three wide receivers, one running back, and one tight end. Those three receivers were Justin Hunter, Nate Washington, and Kendall Wright. We know what Nate Washington is. He's been in this league for a while. He had a lot of successful years in Pittsburgh with the Steelers. Kendall Wright, the former Baylor Bear, is their possession receiver, is probably going to lead this team in receptions. But the guy to focus on is Justin Hunter, the second-year player who spent his collegiate career at the University of Tennessee catching passes from Chiefs injured quarterback Tyler Bray. But last year, 18 catches, over 350 yards, averaged over 20 yards per reception. During this past preseason, 10 catches, 216 yards, and two touchdowns. If the Chiefs want to eliminate the big play in this game, they need to focus on Justin Hunter. On the defensive side of the ball, the Chiefs are facing a defensive coordinator that they saw last year who was with the Cleveland Browns, and that's Ray Horton. Quarterback Alex Smith is familiar with Horton with his time with the 49ers when Horton was with the Arizona Cardinals. There are no secrets between these guys. As the defensive coordinator of the Browns last season, Horton came after Alex Smith all day long in Week 8. There were only three times during the season where Ray Horton blitzed a quarterback with a higher percentage than he did against Alex Smith in that game. But everything for them starts with their guy in the middle, Jarrell Casey. He should have been a Pro Bowler last year, had 36 quarterback hurries, 10.5 sacks. Everything on their defense is built around pressure, and it makes it much easier when their guy in the middle is creating havoc along the defensive line. If you're looking for positional group to watch during this game in a key matchup, look no further than the tight end group. It's a group that's gotten a lot of attention so far this offseason and will be key going into this game. We've talked about Ray Horton and the Titans defense and how much pressure they like to put on the offense. If you're looking for a way to neutralize that with the Chiefs offense, the tight ends would be a great way to do that. Linebackers Akeem Ayers, Zach Brown, and safeties Bernard Pollard and Michael Griffin, those four guys are going to be the ones around our tight ends. That chess match and how that plays back and forth is going to be a huge key in this game.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. Coming up on Chiefs Insider.
When the ground can shake in a massive stadium, it normally happens two ways, either by an earthquake or by the fans at Arrowhead. And we're lucky to play there.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Everything in the Chiefs kingdom changed the first week of January 2013. That's when one of the winningest coaches in NFL history, Andy Reid, decided to become Kansas City's head coach. Now Andy enters his second year, and he's excited about the makeup of his current roster. Coach, I got to ask you, what an interesting blend of the 53-man roster. You got the three 10-year guys like a Derek Johnson or a Alex Smith, but almost 40% of your guys are first or second year guys. What about that blend?
Yeah, we're young, for sure. I like that blend, though. I like the opportunity that it gives those senior veteran players that chance to help coach and mold those young players. Those are good guys that you mentioned. So they'll be great mentors for those young guys. The young guys just need to keep their eyes open, ears open, and learn. And so I think that group is that way, the young group, I'm saying. I think they're wired that way.
And how talented is that young group? You got nine rookies on this team, including three free agents.
No, we do. And you look at the six picks that we had, you got to tip your hat to Doris and his crew there. Picking the right guys and then picking some guys up in the free agent market there, I'm saying the college free agent market, that have a chance to contribute. And so I'm okay with that. I'm okay with playing young players. There's nothing wrong with that. They've got to grow up fast. They got a tremendous amount of reps in St. Joe during camp, and now they're just kind of getting their legs back and getting ready to go against Tennessee.
Ask about your quarterback. How much is he raring to go? And in his second year in your system, what are the expectations for Alex Smith?
We just expect Alex to be Alex. Try to keep it as simple as you possibly can. You sit there and you overload the guy and then you can't function, right? I mean, there's no position in the National Football League that expectation and reality get thrown out of whack. You can sit there and you go, well, you're supposed to complete every ball. Well, that's not real, right? That's not how that thing works. So, I just want him to be him. That's plenty good. And we've added a few things here and there for him. Remember, he's the first guy in and the last guy out. He works his tail off. And that's why all the players are hooping and hollering in a positive way for him over this contract, because that's how he handles himself. I mean, he commands that respect.
Defense overall, let's start back to front. Where your secondary is going into the season?
Secondary is a blend of young guys. Eric Berry's kind of keeping it all together. He and Abdullah, they're working that son of a gun, making sure everybody's lined up and doing the right thing. Parker and Cooper are young guys. Chris Owens has got a little experience, as of Smith. I mean, Smith's been around, he's been around a bit too. So, but they're all rotating in. They've all got their role within the defense. They're all tough and they all can run, and that's a good thing. So that's how we're rolling. And the best part I like about them is they love to play the game. So when it's time to go, they're ready to roll for you.
A lot of expectations from your front seven. Look like it's vastly improved. What about that crew going into the year?
Yeah, well, I always tell you that defensive line, offensive line in particular, on both fronts, they better play well. right? If you're going to have success in the National Football League, those two groups need to feel that responsibility. Now we've got on that defensive front, we have some legitimate football players right there that love to play the game. I mean, I get excited just talking about them. They come to work every day. They're a tight group. You look at DJ, and he's been in this thing forever. And he acts like every day he's 20. I tell Tamba, I had a one on there, so I go, it's a 911 call, you know. And when Tamba lines up, so in Houston, he's unbelievable right now. The way he's playing, he's taking a bigger leadership role. He's kind of the young guy in that group. And now you see him stepping up and taking on that leadership role. It's kind of a fun thing to watch.
You unlock the doors to Arrowhead for real now. I mean, Andy's anchored the 39th parallel.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I love bringing people into Arrowhead. When they say it rocks, no place rocks like Arrowhead. I've been to all of them. When the ground can shake in a massive stadium, it normally happens two ways, either by an earthquake or by the fans at Arrowhead. And we're lucky to play there.
Traditions run deep in Kansas City. And year after year, as the leaves turn and football grows nearer, Chiefs fans gather to celebrate a new beginning and a new season on Red Friday.
Redcoaters actually started Red Friday 20 years ago. And Red Friday is a celebration that we have before the opening game of the season. And that was actually part of the inspiration for a current NFL program called Back to Football, which is loosely based on what we do with Red Friday as a way to generate interest and get people excited as the season starts.
Before launching the Back to Football campaign in 2010, we looked across the league to see what all our teams were doing to celebrate the return of football. One of the great examples we saw was what the Kansas City Chiefs and the Redcoaters were doing with Red Friday, and it's been a great example of a Back to Football activation in a local market. The Redcoaters are not only passionate fans of the Chiefs, but they are also so involved in the community and what they've built with 20 years of Red Friday celebration. It's really impressive the way they've rallied local fans and the community behind the return of the NFL season.
To me, the Redcoaters were the original super fans. You know, we put in a lot of time and a lot of energy into being fans of the Kansas City Chiefs. We may not wear letters on our chest and paint our tummies blue or whatever, you know, but we get out there in our red coats and we show our spirit on Sundays and every day of the week that we're speaking positively about the team.
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
In a situation like this, you're kind of preparing for the unknown. They might not be showing everything that they have in preseason games. So a little bit, you got to just be ready for the unknown. You know, they could come out and throw some things at you that they haven't shown before.
Welcome back to the show. Kansas City's got a guy under center in Alex Smith that is one of the winningest quarterbacks in the NFL over the past three seasons. He has 30 wins, just 9 losses, and a tie. And now Alex goes into a new year with a new contract. Let's go under center, under the helmet, with Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith.
I think it's a great day for the franchise. Now that we can concentrate on football, I'm happy for Alex. I'm happy for the organization.
It feels good. Yeah, I mean, I'm pumped about it. It's what I wanted, and I'm glad I got done here before the season. You know, can really kind of dial in now on the season. I really love coming to work every day. I love the environment that Coach Reed sets in meetings every day with Doug and Nags and the whole offensive staff.
That's right. So rather than hop on the reset, get depth with it. 4 and 5. Right? Two more. Yeah.
In the locker room. I mean, the kind of character that we have in the locker room, I think, is something that jumped out at me right away. Young guys that were selfless, you know, that cared about the team more than themselves. And it is fun. It's fun coming to work with guys that love football and have a lot of energy. So, yeah, very clear to me early on, this is a place I wanted to be.
Fires a pass. He's got Kelce open. Kelce in the open field. He outruns every Bengal chasing him. Touchdown!
He unloads it right boundary. He's got a man open as Frankie Hammond Jr. makes the catch. Good route, good throw. And looks up and takes it, and now he gets hit immediately, but spins off the head and goes to the right side. Look. Here goes Dad, 35-yard line, 40. Where's Dad? He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Fearless punt return by the rookie from Oregon.
I feel good about it. Yeah, I feel great. I think, it's our job now that we gotta go and make it work on Sundays. And I think the more weapons you have, the better. And I think you had some of those new pieces that we have with the guys that we have in place. It's all good things. It's good stuff. And just a matter of, spreading the ball around and finding ways to attack defenses. And it changes week to week. I think that's the great thing. When you have those types of weapons, it's finding out what's the big matchup for us that week. The personnels, the moving guys around, all that stuff. And Coach Reed and Doug do such a great job of that.
2-5! I need you. Go!
Yeah, it's great to have Jamal back. I don't necessarily know if it was a bad thing even. He touched the ball so many times last year and he gets all the work in practice. So it was good for those young guys, I think, to get some opportunities in preseason games, and get him rested up for the regular season. I don't know if you can replace him fully. I mean, he's such a unique football player and talent. So it's great to have him back there. I think we feel great. I mean, the thing is that now once you enter the season, it's so week to week, right? And week one, we're playing Tennessee, and it's how are we matching up and the game plan, and we got to go execute it. And you find a way to get a win. I mean, that's what the mindset is. I mean, that's it. Fine. I mean, do whatever we got to do to try to get a W. And, you're on to the next challenge, and the next opportunity, and it's the next opponent, and then that's your singular focus. And those things change, week to week, and then based on the teams you play and the defenses you're playing. So, but coming out of, off season and camp and preseason, I mean, I think the thing that jumps out at me, we got a lot of depth and we got deeper, especially at the skilled positions. I think the more weapons you have, the better, obviously.
Alex Smith will throw from his own end zone. He is throwing long left for Avery and a deep ball. He makes the catch, burn in the corner and tackle in front of the Chiefs bench.
Yeah, it's always a little difficult in a situation like this. You're kind of preparing for the unknown a little bit. They might not be showing everything that they have in preseason games. So, you go back, you watch, where the coordinators have been and the stuff they had in there. But you're also watching, Tennessee's old stuff because you want to see their personnel and the type of players that have been there and what they're doing. So, certainly a combination of both, but a little bit, you got to just be ready for the unknown. You got to be ready for adjustments game day and that, they can come out and throw some things at you that they haven't shown before.
And I mean, grab a bucket of guts. Alex Smith was wrapped up and had nowhere to go. A gain of 10.
Communication is vital all the time, every week, especially for the guys out front. But this week especially, I mean, this defense presents a lot of different fronts, a lot of different personnel groups, and things change based on those in protection in the run game. So, it starts with Rodney and myself, with the communication in the run game and pass game and just making sure we're all on the same page. I think as long as those five guys and myself are all on the same page, no matter what we do, I think we'll be okay.
Thanks for joining us on this first show of the 2014 season in Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Well, Kansas City opens the season at home against the Tennessee Titans, and hopefully Arrowhead Stadium in the Sea of Red is at high tide for week one. Now, usually big division games are saved for November and December. Not this year, because next week the Chiefs go on the road to face the defending AFC champion, Denver Broncos. And we'll give you everything you need to get ready for the first Chiefs-Bronco matchup of 2014 here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community.